Hello there, good morning. You're watching Proactive London. Joining us today from Covango Resources, it's Ben Turney. So, Fred, good morning to you today because plenty to discuss. You've come out with an update on the South Guernsey project there in the Kalahari Copper Belt. So, we're going to talk about these latest conductive targets, all seven of them, in just a moment. We're going to be discussing your financial results as well for the year that ended on the 31st of December 2020. That's all to come. But first of all, I want to kickstart this conversation with you today, Ben, just reminding people of the history of the project, if you would, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me today. So our efforts in the Kalahari Copper Belt have played a bit second fiddle to what we're doing in the Kalahari Suture Zone, which, of course, is our flagship project. But we're very, very encouraged at the progress that we've made over the last year. So we first entered the Copper Belt last February through a joint venture with LVR Resources. That project is going very well. We're expecting some other results, which we'll be releasing very, very shortly from the airborne surveys we've flown over that project area. But the main project is the South Guernsey project, which we have in a joint venture with Power Metal Resources. So Covango secured those licenses last summer. We applied for them directly with the Ministry of Mines. And then in September, we confirmed a strategic alliance with Power, where we took on a 50-50 JV. Now, our plan with Power is to put these licenses into a vehicle called Kanye Resources, which we've set up. So that company now exists. It's a privately held PLC. Our intention is ultimately to float this business, but we're making such fantastic progress on the ground that the timeline, we're still sort of deciding on exactly when we're going to float this, because, you know, with the progress that we're making, it is going really, really well.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that fantastic progress, as you call it, because you've had these seven conductive targets that have been identified by the airborne electromagnetic surveys conducted in February. So I understand that each anomaly represents a potential drilling target. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So unlike in the KSZ, where we're breaking new ground, we're using, you know, innovative technology to try and uncover the deposits in that part of Botswana. In the Kalahari Copper Belt, it's much more sort of well-trodden ground. So the exploration methods have all been tried and tested by other firms. They've led to significant discoveries. Obviously, British investors will all know about the success Metal Tiger and MOD Resources had with T3 and A4. Ultimately, those were sold to Sandfire. So the exploration model in the Kalahari Copper Belt is pretty straightforward. Now, obviously, it's quite a large area. It's a new copper frontier, relatively new. It's probably the world's fastest growing copper frontier. And we've been very fortunate with the ground that we've picked up. But with the results that we've had, we're particularly encouraged by our soil sampling readings. So flying airborne surveys over this region has been proven to find large conductive targets. Obviously, you don't have to go and test those with drilling to see what actually is lying beneath the surface. But the soil sampling follow-ups that we've done in the Kalahari Copper Belt have revealed really, really encouraging zinc and in particular copper readings. Now, what's very significant about that is that we're looking at about 20 metres or so of Kalahari cover, which is sitting just above the targets that we're looking at. Now, copper is a much less mobile element in the Earth's soil. So typically, other discoveries in the KCB, they've been augmented or initially sort of discovered by, or identified, I should say, by zinc soil readings. Zinc is much more mobile. It's what's called a pathfinder element. But for us to have found the elevated copper readings that we have, anything above 30 is very interesting from an exploration point of view. But the fact that the copper has mobilized through the Kalahari cover looks significant to us. So we're very confident that we're looking at mineralized systems. Obviously, it's too early to say whether or not those are economic. We have to go out and we have to test these targets, but we have identified copper. We'll only know once we're able to drill, you know, whether or not there's sufficient copper and, you know, of sufficient grade as well. So again, you know, we're definitely not talking discovery yet, but, you know, as things stand today, we're feeling, you know, very quietly confident about the progress that we've made.
Good stuff. And when can we sort of realistically expect to hear back from you roughly?
So we've got more soil sampling in particular that we need to do over a number of the targets. We also have set in motion our application for an environmental management plan. Now, the EMP, this is a prerequisite for drilling. You can't drill in Botswana unless you have an EMP in place. We're expecting that a little bit later on this summer, but the timing works really well for us because we have to finish off our follow-up work programme across the two South Guernsey licences. I would hope we would have another update sort of next couple of weeks, and then one after that sort of every 2 weeks until we get to about July. So we're expecting the news flow to be coming out, you know, thick and fast now that we know exactly the target areas we're looking for. You know, we've got the methods, we've got the teams on the ground. We've also hired an extremely experienced exploration geologist who's worked very successfully within the Copper Belt. He's leading our teams on the ground. So yeah, we really are pulling out all the stops.
Good stuff. And before we let you go today, just maybe give us a summary of your financial results that were published this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll obviously be having our AGM where we'll be presenting the results to shareholders. Of course, we're an exploration business. So, you know, by definition, we are loss making. But as far as exploration companies go, I think if you take a look at our balance sheet, you'll see that we are in very, very good shape. We obviously raised £2 million last year in a placing in November. We've subsequently raised about another £450,000 through warrant conversion earlier this year. I know that shareholders sometimes can feel a bit uneasy about warrants, but the real benefit for us, obviously, is it's enabled us to cash the business up. And what I'd particularly like people to draw their attention to is our PLC overhead and our director remuneration. We are by far sort of one of the most tightly run operations in the London markets. We put as much money into the ground as we possibly can. And we've also aligned, you know, our directors and senior management's interests with shareholders through the large shareholdings that we have in the business. So we own, give or take, about 22% of the company. So I think when you come to take a look at our results, you know, it's worth seeing that we do put our money where our mouths are.
Ben Turney, thank you very much indeed. Kavango Resources here on Proactive London today.
Thank you.